The following program may contain language that is not suitable for a younger audience. So, if you get easily offended by and lots of, then you might want to consider a different podcast.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the generic live show.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the generic live radio show. This is the generic live radio show for a Sunday. It is Dale Campbell back with you. It's a pleasure as always here on the generic live radio show for a Sunday. Oh my gosh, it feels so weird to be back. It's been like 3 weeks since I've been on this show. And another huge thank you to Water Buffalo for filling in last week. Wasn't he great? Just a little bit of a round of applause for Water Buffalo. He did an amazing job this past week filling in on last week's show. And a huge thank you to Water Buffalo. That was very brave of him to host the show for the very first time. And I want to have him back on the show at some point. Oh, another thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Radio Show. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. We've got a jammed-packed show for you today. We are going to keep a tradition alive. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, Soup in a Bowl ads. That's right. I forgot that I cannot say the of that sporting event. Otherwise, I'll get sued, and I don't want to get sued. But we want to talk about Facebook banning news in Australia. We will get to all of that. What's your favourite segments like BuzzFeed quiz, Sammy's Remember Same as It Ever Was, the Facts of Life game? All coming up. We've got a jam-packed 2 hours for you. We're going to not waste any more time and jump in to the show. Starting off with, it's a regular show this week. Nothing too flash, no bells, no whistles. But we do have Headline Roundup coming up next. Thanks for joining us here on the Station Head and on the podcast for the Jack Live Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you for a Sunday. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
It's Dale Campbell back with you after 3 weeks off. My God, it has been a long 3 weeks, but huge shout out to Water Buffalo for filling in last week. He did an amazing job with the review of a review show. So much fun listening to that. I listened, Water Buffalo. I don't think I didn't listen. Hey, we are back though today with a regular show with lots of news and views. No reviews though. Lots of news and views, but no reviews. And it all starts with Headline Roundup. Still haven't made a bump up with this. Actually, how creative on the fly can I be today? Let's see. We're going for a low energy vibe. Let's see how quick off the mark I am today. Apparently not much, because my computer just crashed. Nope. YouTube not working. Also, fun fact, this was the first video that came up when I typed news into YouTube. So this will tell you exactly where my computer is at today. So there you go. As soon as it wants to load, apparently it doesn't want to load. Come on computer. Don't be shy. Come on. Oh, my computer is slower than I am today. What's going on? Apparently, when I type news in, this happens. So apparently that's the new news bumper. The Headline Roundup is part of the show where we take 5 headlines and round them up in quick succession. Kind of gets your news flash out of the way. for the week. Number one, recycling center worker climbs into container to find man's lost wedding ring. My God, not all heroes wear capes, apparently. Employees at a recycling center in England came to the rescue when a man accidentally dropped his wedding ring into a tied council, said James Ross, 38. Sounds like a Friends character. Was dropping off some cardboard to be recycled at the household waste recycling center. This is so British, and I love it. In North Shields, got even better. When the wedding ring fell off his finger and vanished into the depths of the container. Oh no! Lord of the Rings style, I would imagine. Quote, it was a container where you push the rubbish through an opening. Ew, gross. It was very cold. My hands were very cold as I was shaking out the box. Suddenly the ring was gone. I didn't know if it would get caught on the edge of the box, but my heart just sunk, Ross said. Ross alerted a new employee. Quote, I was looking... it was like looking for a needle in a haystack. There was a large amount of mold. To search through, we had added difficulty of ensuring we kept our distance and followed COVID guidelines. When we just gave up, we spotted it. Says plant operator Jordan Cooper. Quote, my wife was over the moon. She thought I was making up an elaborate story. We can't thank them enough. Could you imagine going home and hearing, like, sorry, honey, I lost the wedding ring. Why? Because I threw it in the dump. That would have went off. That would have went over like a house on fire. Speaking of trash, what? Actual segue? Hello? Why one lady is taking out her bins in fancy dress for almost a year? Yet another British story. I think this is all British headline roundup? I think so. Because apparently no news happened in the rest of the world apart from what we're talking about a little bit later on. But anyway, Andrea Bleacher was inspired by Amanda Holden for putting her bins out in a ball gown. Now is planning the big finale, apparently. Sure. Each week since April of last year, she's been donning an elaborate dress for the trip, transforming into characters as Marge Simpson, Charlie Chapman, and Darth Vader. Apparently, people have been putting things on social media. Here's her dress as a pirate with a very cleverly bounty bar. On a treasure chest. That's pretty clever. She's dressed as the gingerbread man, apparently. Quote, I was too embarrassed. So one dark evening, as soon as everyone knew I was in, I would put the bin out in a black velvet off-the-shoulder ball gown. Interesting. Excuse me, I had a couple of friends who were just chatting about it. So we said, come on, let's put our bins out in ball gowns. That's so fun. You know, we need more fun like this, apparently. She's dressed as a hot dog here. Let's see what this is.
Hot dog! Hot dog! Hot dog! Cheers, hot dog, hot dog, the problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What has this show become? Apparently... See, when one of my followers here, there was some decorum to the show. I'm back and apparently we just play hot dog, hot diggity dog for 30 seconds. So there you go. Alright. Well, speaking of long lost decorum... And the bag segues are back. Apologies, everyone out there. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but we'll get there. It's not COVID. I can assure you that. I'm just a little bit under the weather, but that's fine. Lost post. Apparently, a postcard arrives in Liverpool 77 years after it was sent. This is an all British edition of Headline Roundup. Who would have thought? We need to get cracking. Bill Cardwood was 18 years old in the first week of training in the Royal Navy. He sent a postcard to his uncle in Liverpool. The postcard was marked 1943. But then they arrived at Bill's childhood home where his uncle also lived this past week. There you go. Alright, this next one is very quick because apparently there's a 30-second video attached to it, so I didn't even have to read anything. It's great. Apparently... Oh my god, and my Chrome's not working. Oh my god, what is going on? Oh, Lord. Alright, well... This next one, apparently a man got invited to the group chat for a hen's party and apparently sent back a hilarious response. Womp womp. Let's see what this is.
Hello ladies, my name is Taylor Lowry and I wanted to thank you for the invitation to Keller's bachelorette party. Congratulations, Keller. And as disappointed as I am not to be able to go buy a wig now for ladies' night, I just wanted to let you all know that I'm probably not the tailor you're all looking for. So you might want to call her and get the right address, because she doesn't know about the party yet. Anyway, have a great night, and be safe. Congratulations again. Bye.
Aw, that's so sweet. You know, he could have been a dosh about it, but that was so sweet. So sweet. Alright, finally, speaking of being so sweet, I really don't know. Apparently, you will never wash your pants again if this pioneering US company has its way. Interesting. Putting on a clean pair of pants every morning is a thing of the past. If a US startup called Herkleon has its way. The company developed germ-proof fabric that say rarely ever need washing. There you go. Cool. On the website for Herkleon's underwear brand. Apparently there's a video that's auto-playing. Let's see what this says. Maybe. If it wants to work. No? Okay, cool. Good chat. It'll cut us off. We'll be fine. Quote, we believe the future of laundry and clothing is laundry free. We are excited to lead the human race. Oh, here we go. Maybe. Nope. Okay.
Well, it's $33.
$33. What's the average sale?
Whoop. Nope, okay. Too difficult. Alright, so anyway. The revolutionary fabric, eucalyptus, bleach, wood, and copper. Quote, whether you are planning on an all-day hike, weekend camping trips, or even going to the gym and then to the bar to grab a few drinks, your Kirby underwear will keep you feeling fresh and smelling good, the company insists. There you go. Apparently... they went on Shark Tank, the US equivalent of Dungeons Den. Oh, again, this is from the UK. I forgot. So apparently, the pitch for Man Sheets? Who knows? Alrighty, well, that's going to conclude Headline Roundup. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, we're going to be talking about the biggest news story of the week. Facebook has banned the sharing of news article on its platform. You're not going to want to miss this. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. More great show coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
I don't know what's the matter today. I'm falling apart. That's all right. Back after 3 weeks off. Thank you to Water Buffalo for filling in last week. It was greatly appreciated. Now, we have a lot of news to catch up on, apparently. But something out of this week, Facebook bans the sharing and viewing of Australian news. We do have a quick little 1 minute and 10 second explainer here. Then we're going to unpack this as quickly but as efficiently as we can. So here we go.
In breaking news this morning, social media giant Facebook has followed through on its threat, restricting people in Australia from viewing news content. Let's go to Nine's federal politics reporter, Fiona Whelan, in Canberra. Fee, good morning to you. It's a big development. What does it mean for users?
Carl, look, Facebook is calling the Australian government's bluff. So this morning, if you visit a news site, an Australian news site, via the social media platform, you'll find there are no posts. You can't view or share news articles. Facebook says it's done this with a heavy heart in response to the Australian government's proposed media bargaining laws. So those are passing through Parliament with widespread support. The government has been trying to find a way to make tech giants pay for Australian-generated news content that they use, because currently media organisations make the content, but the tech giants use it and they get the advertising dollars for it. Both Google and Facebook had made threats to stop delivering their services in Australia in response to these proposed laws. Google's had a change of heart. It's been striking deals with media companies. Clearly, Facebook is going an entirely different direction. Carl?
Fee, thank you.
We've talked about Google's Google's plan here on the show before, but now, and we mentioned that Facebook was going to do something, but we didn't know what quite it was. So, there have been changes to sharing and viewing news on Facebook. Like the video mentioned, they will be stopping the sharing and viewing of Australian news on its platform. So again, if you go to things like, I don't know, ABC News on Facebook, you won't get anything, apparently. So, this is in response to Australia's proposed new media bargaining laws. Facebook will restrict publishers and people in Australia from sharing or viewing Australian and international news content. The proposed law fundamentally misunderstands the relationship between our platform and its publishers, who use to share news content. This is according to Facebook themselves. Like I am reading off the Facebook, thefacebook.com. Well, technically it's about.fb.com, but it has left us facing a stark choice, attempted to comply with the law that ignores the realities of this relationship or stop allowing news content on their services in Australia. With a heavy heart, we have chose the latter. It goes on and on, so I'm going to scroll to about halfway down because this is bullet points, and you know me, I love bullet points. I want to get to the point as quick as possible. So what this means for Australian publishers, they are restricted from sharing or posting any content on Facebook pages. Admins will still be able to access other features of their Facebook page, including page insights or Creator Studio. Now there's a key point. They can still technically create content. They can create content that goes to no one, much like this show. we love good self-deprecating humor on this show. We will continue to provide access to all other Facebook services, including DataTools and CrowdTingle. What this means for international publishers, they will still be able to publish their news content on Facebook, but links and posts cannot be shared or viewed by Australian audiences. What this means for the Australian community, they cannot view or share Australian or international news content on Facebook or content from Australian and international news sites, pages rather. Or for international community, this means that they cannot view or share Australian news content on Facebook or content from Australian news pages. Now, I want to make this abundantly clear. I cannot make this more clear. Listen to the sound of my voice at 10:28 Australian Eastern Standard Time on Sunday the 21st of February 2021. You can still go directly to the websites themselves. They are not stifling news. They're not doing anything like that. I got a few private messages about this. They are not silencing news. They are silencing the prohibition of sharing news. I was going to say another word, but that word's not a bit bad these days. So, there you go. The changes affecting news content will not otherwise change Facebook's product and services in Australia, like Instagram. That's a good point. Can you share news on Instagram? Can we do that? I don't know. That's a good point. Just WhatsApp each other news. Just it's like a telegraph kind of deal. Like, instead of a telegraph, we just WhatsApp each other news. We just go back 50 years. So there you go. The way we share news is changing, but the services that you come to Facebook for to connect with friends, family, and community and businesses are still here. 14 million Australians connect on Facebook every day, and we are proud to have that role in building strong Australian communities and growing their business. Okay, now we're getting to jargon. So, but we've had warning signs of this happening, and Google has done, I might have been on my break for a little bit before coming on, but I wanted to mention that, like, with a heavy heart, like, it Google has made deals with independent news, like, organizations through their news showcase, which I think we might talk about a little bit next week as this saga continues, I'm sure. But, like, they've signed up, I think, 73 news organizations now, I want to say, to use their news showcase. Because I hate to say it, but Google and Facebook run slightly different when it comes to news sharing. Because Google's the search engine. People go to news.google.com to look for news. Whereas Facebook, people aren't actively on there searching for news. News happens on Facebook. But to play devil's advocate, I am not a fan of people start, like, the news being controlled. I'm not a fan of that. But to play devil's advocate on my own argument and the hashtag free news thing, this comes back to that, because I want to say, to play devil's advocate, I don't support this argument, but taking news organizations to make a brand deal like Google has, right? Am I the only one who's thinking that? Huh. Also, if you realize that Facebook is a little bit quieter this week because there's no news on it, that's why. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, we're going to lighten things up with a little bit of a BuzzFeed quiz. We are going to find out my mental age by eating everything at a brunch buffet. Because of course we are. Get ready for another quiz that says I'm a 12-year-old. Get ready for that as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. More great show coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
I'm back in the saddle, and I'm a bit rusty, I'm not going to lie. Thanks for joining us, it's a pleasure as always. Thanks for Duha Water Buffalo for filling in last week. What a great show he put on last week, by the way. If you haven't listened to that is on the podcast feed. You can go to wherever podcasts are sold, search in The Generic Live Show by Dale Campbell, and you will find it there. It is the most recent episode, well, it's the one down that you're listening to now. So finish listening to this show, and then go check out that. He did a great job interpreting that, and he did review over review for 2 hours, poor guy. I feel so sorry for him. Not even I would do that. So he is an MVP. All right, it is time for now, on the back of that very heavy segment, we are doing a BuzzFeed quiz. We are going to find out my mental age by eating at an all-you-can-eat brunch buffet. Now, I'm half tempted. The first one is pick a drink. Okay. All right. That's okay. Like I said, first one is pick a drink. There you go. There we go. Chocolate milk, iced coffee, tea, water, mimosa, or Bloody Mary. Okay. I'm half tempted to pick the alcoholic option, mainly so it doesn't give me that I am anywhere from a 12 to 15 year old boy again. Just want to avoid that at all costs. I for the caffeine factor. There you go. And I don't really have alcoholic beverages with brunch. I'm sorry. I'm just not that type of person. Choose a main dish: pancakes, chicken and waffles, shrimp and grits, biscuits and gravy, waffles, just plain waffles, or French toast. Oh, all of it. Can I select more than one option? Biscuits and gravy is not necessarily a brunch thing for me. I'd rather have biscuits and gravy for, like, lunchy, but more like dinner. Shrimp and grits is definitely a dinner thing. I can't eat that at brunch. Chicken and waffles is more of a lunch type deal. Pancakes, waffles, or French toast? Let's go French toast. Let's go French toast for sure. It looks so good. How do you like your eggs? Scrambled, poached, omelet, fried, hard-boiled, or soft-boiled? Who eats soft-boiled eggs? You're eating raw egg at that point, right? It's a soft-boiled egg. It's not even cooked. I don't know what this bit is. Not even cooked! I prefer poached. I can't do poached, but I prefer poached. Or fried. Ugh. Poached or fried. Let's go fried. Why not? Add some meat or some meat substitute. Nope, we are not eating vegetarian sausages or tofu at brunch. Mm-mm-mm. Nope, no way. No way! Bacon, sausage, chorizo, or ham? Let's go bacon. Everything's better with bacon, right? Grab a side dish. I've been called worse in my time. Let's go oatmeal, hash browns, toast, fruit, yogurt, or grits. Hash browns for sure. I love me some hash browns. Something sweet. Hey, I'm right here. Danish egg tart, pop tart, cinnamon roll, banana bread, or donut for brunch? I'm going to go donut. Though pop tart is an honorable mention. I do love my pop tarts. I need more pop tarts. I need more pop tarts. We had pop tarts for the... Aussies Try International Snacks video, which, if you haven't watched that yet, you should go to youtube.com/D/DaleCampbell. It's a really good video. You should go check it out. Anyway. Don't watch this most recent one, which apparently everyone's loving, but anyway. Do you want another drink? You can have smoothie, milkshake, tequila sunrise? Holy Jesus! Who's having a tequila sunrise at brunch? Jesus. A watermelon martini? Damn, at like 10 o'clock in the morning having a martini? Jesus, someone's brave. Frappuccino or some bizarre drink called a no thanks. I've never heard of it. I'm going for a frappuccino. Keep the caffeine company. Choose at least one last treat. A muffin, a croissant, macaroons, an Archie bowl. I've heard about these, like, is it Archie? A-C-I-A-I? I've never tried one, but I've heard they're apparently really good for you. Avocado toast, or again, another strange concoction of meal called I'm Full. I've never heard of it. I wouldn't call... Okay, I love avocado on toast, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't call that a treat, per se. A quote-unquote treat. I realise it's not a video show, so I'm doing visual bits. It's great. Muffet, I'm going to go with some macaroons. Alright, is this it? This is it. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please. I ate at a brunch buffet, and BuzzFeed's going to tell me my mental age. This is 12 to 15, again, I'm going to laugh so hard. I'm 31! I'm a 31-year-old. Yikes. All right. Well, great. I was already not feeling great today, so that's a thing. Your mental age... I know, they try to backpedal it by saying your mental age is 31 because you know how to be serious and remind yourself to have fun and relax. You're a super hard worker and seem to have your life perfectly together. Girl, I could not be more inaccurate. Just saying. They say that, and then right beside it, and again, this is not a visual podcast, so I have to describe everything. Right after it, it's like, unpause your career, go get a job. When I go to this university, it's like, sure thing. Apparently, I am a 31-year-old. Good to know. As we continue, here on the Jack Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Apparently, this is old news, but again, we haven't been here for 3 weeks, so we might as well cover it. Apparently, Amazon's own boss, Jeff Bezos, is stepping down. We have more details as we continue on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Apparently, Amazon boss Jeff Bezos the man at the top, the man, the myth, the legend, is to step down as CEO from Amazon. He founded the company nearly 30 years ago. Amazon Web Services chief executive, Andy Jassy, will replace Jeff Bezos as CEO during the third quarter of the year, the tech giant announced. Mr. Bezos is one of the world's richest person, will transition to executive chair of Amazon's board. Of course he is. You're not getting away with this. This is what we call inventing a job that's higher than the CEO to out-CEO the CEO. So he's not leaving Amazon, he's stepping down as CEO to become chairman, which is technically higher than CEO. So he's stepping up. Jeff Bezos is doing his own version of step up. I love that. Misleading headlines. Quote, bringing the CEO of Amazon is a deep responsibility. It's consuming, Mr. Bezos wrote. Quote, when you have a responsibility like that, it's hard to pay attention on everything else. As executive chair, I will stay engaged in the most important initiatives, but also have time and energy I need to focus on the Day One Fund, the Bezos Earth Fund, Blue Origin, the Washington Post, and my other passions. Oh, that's right, he owns the Washington Post. I just low-key forgot about that. I have never had more energy, and this isn't about retiring. I am super passionate about the impact I think these organizations will have. We have about a 1 minute and 38 second clip here. Let's see what this is. I don't listen to these beforehand. This is the Generic Live Show. Why would I do that?
He founded the world's largest company from his garage and feuded with the world's most powerful from his desk. But tonight, Jeff Bezos is stepping down. Fellow Amazonians, a company-wide email began, I'm excited to announce that this quarter three, I'll transition to executive chair of the Amazon board. The email ended, let curiosity be your compass. It remains day one.
I'm Jeff Bezos.
And what is your claim to fame?
I'm the founder of Amazon.com.
But it's an awfully long way from the actual beginning.
And I picked books as the first best product to sell online.
As the internet boomed, so did Amazon. Books became goods, services, distribution, the Washington Post, and the Whole Foods supermarket chain. With Bezos at the helm, Amazon produced award-winning television and movies, while Kindles and smart speakers were invented and installed in homes across the world. The numbers are eye-watering. Jeff Bezos worth more than 250 billion Australian dollars, even after the most expensive divorce on record. Amazon is estimated to be a $2 trillion company that will now be run by Andy Jassy.
One of the things Andy will bring to that role is this deep connection to technology.
As for Jeff Bezos,
I have been interested in rockets, space travel, propulsion since I was a five-year-old boy.
A journey from that garage to the galaxy and beyond. Charles Croucher, Nine News.
That's right, again. And I forgot that Jeff Bezos, ladies, single. I think. I don't know. He's divorced. I don't know. He comes with a lot. So there you go. It's like, I think I remember saying that when Mariah Carey got divorced. It's like, guys, Mariah Carey, single. Is Mariah Carey still single? How's Mariah doing? Anyone checking in on Mariah? Forget the Jeff Bezos. Forget this story. How's Mariah doing? Anyone checking on Mariah? There you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, I'm going to give 5 minutes to this next story because this next story is so dumb, but it's so brilliant at the same time. Let's just say that an iconic landmark got changed for better or for worse, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. More great show coming up. We're approaching hour two of the program. We've got jam-packed goodness. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Pop your enjoying the show. If you are, please do let me know. You can contact the show at any time. You can send an email in genericliveshow@gmail.com. And you can get in on the action as well. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Huge thank you to Water Buffalo for filling in for me last week. I was out. Water Buffalo did a great job, but despite literally no notice, he had no notice for coming on the show. Now, this next story. We have exactly 5 minutes to talk about it, right? So, let's not waste any time. Apparently, according to the Los Angeles Police Department, six people, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people were arrested for altering the world famous and the world infamous, probably at this point, Hollywood sign. You know, the one that's up on the hill and it has the white letters and it does the thing with the stuff. Yeah, that one. They changed it to read Holly Boob. Of course they did. Oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. LAPD Sergeant Leonard Holdren said the participants told an officer they would make a change to raise awareness for breast cancer. There you go. They could not commit any permanent damage. 5 men and 1 woman were taken into custody of suspicion of misdemeanor trespassing. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Womp. Didn't think about that, did you? Julia Ross, founder and CEO of adult magazine Shag Mag. Oh my gosh. Imagine having that publication. Imagine telling people, okay, you're at a cocktail party, right? So here's you. No, you know what? Let's set the scene a little bit. Let's just say jazz cafe music. Let's do a bit of scene work. Let's explore this space. It's not going to be worth the payoff, but imagine if you're like at a cocktail party, right? So, you're at a cocktail party, your drinks are flowing, you do, like, you're talking to a lot of people, and then all of a sudden, let's fire this, whatever this is, I don't know. So, imagine walking into the cocktail party, and then you go, hi, I'm, there's music. Right, because apparently that's the type of music that plays at cocktail parties now, allegedly. You know, news to me, but, you know, hey, I don't often go to cocktail parties. So imagine telling this story and going, hi, Bob. My name is Julia Rose. I am the founder and CEO of adult magazine Shag Mag. And apparently this prank wasn't for laughs. My product is nearly identical to that of Playboy's, and my content may not even be considered safer than Playboy's, as it is allowed to be published on your platform. She told Vice, apparently, a social media platform. I want to know how they're picking and choosing which accounts to disable and why, after her account got suspended after this prank. There you go. Oh, there's a TikTok! Of course there's a TikTok. Should we play the TikTok over this jazz music? Let's do that. Alright, let's see what this TikTok is. Hang on, wrong tab. There we go, here we go. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Well, apparently there's music over it, but okay. I'd like to imagine Bad Boys mixed with whatever this background music is. I like this background music. I'm not gonna lie. Rosie told the Los Angeles Times that she and her crew were only at the sign for 30 minutes at most before walking down the hill where they got arrested. It doesn't matter. Okay. Pause. Trespassing is still trespassing. I know we have to go to the break, but trespassing is still trespassing as long as you're still trespassing, right? This is not the first time that the Hollywood sign has been altered. In 2017, a man altered the world-famous Hollywood sign to read Halloween. Yes, he did. All right. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, I'm taking this music all the way out to the break. Are you kidding me? As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, we've got Hour 2 coming up, and of course, Hour 2, that means the Facts of Life game, live trivia on your radio. As we continue, more great show coming up in Hour 2. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Hello everyone, it's Dale Campbell here for the Generic Live Radio Show. Hope you're having fun so far. Now, if you want to support this and everything that I do here at Campbell D Productions, you can over on my Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell. DaleCampbell. Over there, we've got different tiers that you can select. For as little as $1 an episode, you can get early releases. You can also get exclusive content, as well as your name shouted out on the actual video or on the Generic Live Radio Show itself. Much more for you to go check out over at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. Again, if you want to support loud, live, and independent content, please head on over to patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell. DaleCampbell. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to get back to it right now.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Right here on Hour 2. On the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. That was a big two. That was a big number two. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. And it's a pleasure as always. Now, let's get into one of my favorite segments here. It's a new one, but, you know, we've been rocking it for a while now. It is the Facts of Life. Live trivia on your radio. I'm gonna go to something a little bit like this. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta. That's right, it is the Facts of Life game. This week, I already know that this is not going to go well. I'm just going to put that out there. I know I shouldn't have that sort of mentality, but hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Can you? No. That's just the end of the sentence. Just can you? No. Okay. Moving on to the next segment. No. Can you match these plot short? They're very short. Longer the better in plot summaries. To these correct US TV series that debuted in 2010 to 2012. Yikes. Very short period of time, I will say. Alright. Like The Walking Dead, Homeland, or New Girl. I only know one of those three shows, I'm just saying. Alright, this is gonna go great. Alright. Round one. Oh god. After 5 years of being stranded on a hostile island, a billionaire playboy returns home to fight crime and corruption as a costume vigilante. Gosh, none of them. Is it Arrow, Spartacus, Revenge, or Person of Interest? I don't know. I know it's not Arrow. Wasn't Arrow like a superhero movie? Maybe? He wasn't a playboy, was he? I don't know. Revenge? No. Kind of sounds revengey, but it's not. Spartacus, Person of Interest. Let's just go Person of Interest. No, it was Arrow. What? Arrow was a playboy? Hello? Sure. Number two. Homicide investigator in Portland learns he descends from a line of guardians that are charged with keeping balance in humanity and dangerous and mythological creatures. Apparently these were meant to be short, but okay. It's a grim American Horror Story, Teen Wolf, or Once Upon a Time? Oof. It's not American Horror Story because they also have like subtitles, right? Sure. Once Upon a Time, Grimm or Teen Wolf? Grimm? Yay! There you go. I'm gonna bluff my way through this one. Number three, a tough U.S. Marshal is reassigned from Miami and applies his own unconventional law enforcement style in his hometown of Harlan, Kentucky. Is it Revenge, Awkward, Elementary, or Justified? I mean, that just sounds like a TV show name in itself. Revenge, Awkward, Revenge, Elementary, Awkward, Justified. Just rearrange it. You'll be fine. Not Awkward, Revenge. Sure. Elementary or Justified? Let's go Elementary. Nope, it's Justified. Okay. Number four, we've got one so far. When I saw this in the run sheet, I'm like, this is not going to go well. Story of an anchor and the behind-the-scenes events of fictional Atlantis cable news channel. Is it The Newsroom, Shameless, Suits, or Touch? Another... Three of those four sounds like a TV title in of itself. The Newsroom, Shameless, Suits, or Touch. Let's go with The Newsroom. Why not? There you go. See? Sometimes the answer's in the question. We've got two! Yay! A teenager is bitten by a creature and must cope with how it affects his life and the lives of those closest to him. Oh, God. Adventure Time. Definitely not Adventure Time. That I know for a fact. Teen Wolf, Once Upon a Time, or The Walking Dead. Would you call... No. The Walking Dead was zombies, so I don't think a creature would count. Once Upon a Time or Teen Wolf. What was it, a wolf? I'm going to go Once Upon a Time. That sounds... No, it was Teen Wolf. Apparently a wolf is a creature. Fun fact. Number six. After a bad breakup, an offbeat female teacher moves to LA loft with three single men. God. Pretty Little Lies, Person of Interest, Nikita, or New Girl? New Girl? Yeah, there you go. That one I kind of knew. Number seven. We got three out of six. Yikes. All right. Story of a political figure who rose to prominence and controlled Atlantic City, New Jersey during the Prohibition era. My gosh, I'm sorry. Revenge, Suits, Boardwalk Empire, or Outrace? I feel like it's not... It's either Suits or Boardwalk Empire. I'm going to go Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, there you go. Kind of half knew that one too. 4 out of 7. Look out! No, I'm gonna jinx myself. A former history professor leads a group of people fleeing post-apocalyptic Boston following an alien invasion that devastated the planet. Falling Skies, The Walking Dead, Arrow, or Boardwalk Empire? That doesn't sound like The Walking Dead. Falling Skies? Maybe? There you go. See? Process of elimination. That's what trivia is all about, right? Right. 9. Story of a family that joins a colony and set up 85 million years in the Earth's past, fleeing dystopian, overpopulated, mid-22nd century Earth. Adventure Time. Definitely sounds like an adventure to me. Terra Nova Elementary or Arcatress? I definitely do not know this one. This one's out of my league. Let's go with Terra Nova Elementary. I'm trying to Adventure Time. Terra Nova. Yeah, sure. Guess that. All right, we have 6 out of 9. Fun. Stories of a boy and his off. What? I put the word off in there somehow. No, we'll put that in. Stories of a boy and his off best friend.
Sure. And adoptive brother, a dog, a mystical power to change the shape and size that live in the post-apocalyptic land of Ooh. Adventure Time. Actually, that sounds like Adventure Time. The Event Revolution, The Legend of Korra, or Adventure Time. There was a dog. I don't know the other ones. That's my main problem here. Let's go Adventure Time. Hey, there you go. Woo! We did fine, apparently, according to this. We were slightly below average, but that's kind of to be expected at this point. I did way better than what I thought it was, but mainly because half of that was sort of just baby-daying my way out of all of this. Which kind of sums up this segment quite well, just saying. Alright, as we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, we're going to jump in our time machines and go all the way back to a year that I can't say. Oh, womp womp. I was literally about to. We're going back to beep, but didn't do it. The song will give it away for those listening live. Otherwise, you have to wait on the podcast feed and wait until after the song is finished until I announce it. How mean. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. It's Dale Campbell here with you. One great show coming up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Crazy in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z there on the Generic Live Radio Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, that song, fun fact, got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 all the way back in... Oh no, I don't have it open. Oh my gosh, people are going to be relieved because I forgot to pull out the bumper. So people are going to be relieved. You're saved for this week. I'm feeling generous. I'm going to save you the bumper. But we are traveling all the way back to July of 2003 for a little segment we like to call... It's not my show! Oh, is it? Yeah, I forgot to cue the intro. Same as you remember. Same as never was. Yeah. Alright, well, you know, we'll get there. Yes, same as you remember, same as never was, July 2003 edition. That bumper has caused me more grief over the years than anything else. So there you go, most contentious bumper. Those people who don't like the bumper, you get a free pass this week. Again, because I'm feeling nice. But we are going back to July of 2003, where on July 1st, apparently something got thrown 406.3 meters and sets a world record? Sure. I will say, July of 2003 is such a bizarre year. I don't know what this next one is, but apparently it's very offensive. Apparently, the Prime Minister of Italy insults the German MP by calling him a capo. Sure, during a session of the European Parliament, but now that I've offended all Italians and Germans, I have no listeners left. I'm just kidding. On July 5, this one's all seriousness though. On July 5, SARS is declared contained by the World Health Organization after affecting 26 countries and resulting in 774 deaths. The SARS outbreak of 2001 and 2002. There you go. And it's just 2002. So we're in July 2003. There you go. Serena Williams plays Venus Williams, and Serena Williams comes out victorious, beating her older sister. There you go. A lot more sports ball that I don't want to go. According to this, on July 7th, 2003, the United Communist Party of Armenia was formed. Sure, apparently Armenia is a country. There you go. Next, we have apparently... more sport. Apparently, sports were a lot of thing in July of 2003. Including July, good sports month in July, apparently. The 11th ESPY Awards featured Lance Armstrong and Serena Williams? Sure.
Sorry. On this website where I get the, where I source this, apparently, according to this website, not only is Lance Armstrong a... They literally just dragged poor Lance Armstrong through the mud. Well, not poor Lance Armstrong. He committed drug crimes, so I'm not going to say poor Lance Armstrong. Cyclist and drug cheat. Jesus. They have no chill. On July 17th, 2003, the 36th San Diego Comic-Con International opens at the San Diego Convention Center. And apparently they're... What else? Apparently... The only time in history, on July 27th, 2003, the 90th Tour de France is the only one in history that doesn't have a declared winner after Lance Armstrong was disqualified. There you go. And finally, fun little factoid, the last old-style Volkswagen Beetles runs off the assembly line in Mexico. Yeah, on July 30th, 2003. So there you go. The last one. Huh. What else is here? Apparently, Dawson's Creek actor married another actress. They divorced in 2010. Because, of course, they did. No, other than that, that's about it. So there you go. The last Beatle to be reduced. The old style, excuse me. There are still Beatles around, don't you worry about that. Punch Buggy is still a very valid game. That was, same as remember, same as it ever was. Yeah. It's not my show, or is it? Again, very contentious bumper, apparently. As we continue here on the Generic Live Radio Show, well, we're going to keep a tradition alive. This is a tradition that's been long running, not only on this show, but on other shows that I have done. Well, I've done this for... God, how many years now? Like 8 years that I've done this segment on and off on these shows. But I'll be going through the best and the worst 2021 big sports soup eating competition game ads of 2021. I can't say the name of it. The soup in the bowl. People put the soup in the bowl, and we're going to be reacting to the commercials about people putting soup in the bowl as we continue. One of the performers there were The Weeknd. Save Your Tears, his new one, as we continue. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
Huge shout out to Water Buffalo for filling in last week. It was great to see what he did with the show, and I'm very excited to have him back on sometime soon. Now, we have a tradition. You thought I missed it. It's because I wasn't here last week, so I couldn't do it last week, so there you go. We are going to go through as many of these as we can. We won't get through all of them, because we only have about 15 minutes to do as many as we can. We're going to react to the best and worst, according to techradar.com, so we'll see what that is. To some of the big sports soup inside of a bowl. I can't say the technical name of it. Super Owl. There you go. Superb Owl. There you go. Super Owl. I would imagine Super Owl is what it would look like. I would love a Super Owl movie. I think that would be very majestic. And we're going to react to as many as we possibly can. We've been doing this since the Down Under Colorado days. So this is something that we've been doing on the show for a while. We are getting ready to binge on capitalism. By the way, none of these, I have to say this technically out loud, otherwise I'm going to get sued, blah, 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 that none of these are paid endorsements and these are opinions of mine and mine only. Fun, right? Anyway, so, but if any of these brands do want to sponsor me, please do hit me up, genericliveshow@gmail.com. Not going to say no. I'm not going to do the trailers this time because it's going to take up too much time, but apparently I haven't seen literally any of these because I've been too busy to watch them. So these will be my first reactions live, so get ready for that. The Falcon and the Soldier trailer, apparently the 6-part series kicks off on March 19th. Fun fact. Old apparently is the new is based off a French graphic novel called Sandcastle. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and it's coming out in July. Sure, that's a thing. Nobody trailer. Finally, it's a Better Call Saul's Bob Odenkirk's return to be an action hero. Apparently, being released in April. By being written by John Wick's dad, of all people. Sure. Alright, so, oh god, this one, it comes with Klama, the four-quarter-sized cowboys. Oh no, just the title alone, what is this going to be? Oh, good lord, has an advert ever worked harder to make multiple payments after purchase look fun? Oh no, alright, let's see what this is.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. That's right. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That's a mighty fine pair of boots. Let's get them boots. I'll make payment one, two, three.
I'll make payment four.
Really?
Burn up!
Well, that was sure a commercial, I guess. That commercial sure did exist, didn't it? Yep, okay, well, apparently you too can buy big pink boots and pay for easy payments. There you go. The classic Eminem commercial, of course. Of course there has to be an Eminem commercial. Every year there's an Eminem commercial. Did you know that apparently there's a new Eminem store at Disney Springs that I'm so jealous I can't go to right now? So, have that for what you will. This generally inoffensive ad features a whole host of people apologizing with M&Ms, including Schitt's Creek Dan Levy, who hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend. We also remember to call Karen a fraud in business in 2021. Oh god, here we go.
I feel bad for kicking your seat on purpose.
I'm sorry for mansplaining. That's when a man...
I know what it is.
We should have just told you it's a boy.
I wish you didn't have to hear all that.
Sorry I called you Karen.
That's my name.
Sorry your name is Karen.
I promise I will not eat any more of your friends.
Really?
Okay, it might happen one more time.
Oh, that's cute. That was really cute. Sorry for calling you Karen. That's my name. Sorry, your name is Karen. Alright, so... this next one's by Toyota. Let's see what this is. Super Bowl trailer seems to have three angles to choose from. Funny... or at least annoying or inspiration. This one goes for inspirational. The story of Paralympic swimmer Jessica Long. Let's see what this is.
Mrs. Long?
Yes?
We've found a baby girl for your adoption, but there are some things you need to know. She's in Siberia, and she was born with a rare condition. Her legs will need to be amputated. I know this is difficult to hear. Her life, it won't be easy. Mrs. Long?
It might not be easy, but it'll be amazing. I can't wait to meet her.
We believe there is hope and strength in all of us. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA.
Aww, there you go. That was sweet. That was sweet. And also, it's good to have backstory in about a minute. So it took about a minute, but no, in all seriousness, that was very sweet, and you know. Good on Mrs. Long. So, there you go. We go from that to whatever this is. This next one's TurboTax. Spending tax expenditure across the land. And this thumbnail looks very terrifying. And we're back to the very attempts to be funny. In this commercial, it focuses on the idea that tax expense can be obtained no matter where you're living in the United States. Just a friendly reminder, taxes all around us. Tax time. Da, 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 da. Bringing that back. It just flashed on screen that said the experts are coming.
In some places they tax flatulence, the kind that comes from cows. If you're 100 in New Mexico, you'll pay no state taxes now. In Hawaii, there's a credit for maintaining an exceptional tree.
Does having visitors on my rental property get me anything?
Absolutely. A deduction on upkeep.
Come see in an internet way to give expert advice. We've got knowledge for days.
Tax experts
spreading expertise across the land.
I don't know about the floating desk. Whoop! I don't know about the floating desk idea. I'm just saying. It's very... very, 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 very... yeah. Blink, and you'll miss this next ad, apparently. There you go. It's just a reminder that you can offload your old junk on your phone. Interesting.
You say goodbye. And I say hello.
With Mercari,
hello, hello.
Your unneeded things can find a new life.
I say goodbye and I say hello.
Buy and sell almost anything from home. Mercari, your marketplace.
Yep, that was an ad. That ad sure did exist, didn't it? Let's see what else we have here. We have a whole bunch of like celebrity spots, which I'm not really a fan of because they're literally just playing to that. Jimmy John's Meet the King? That's Everyone Loves Raymond. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, Huggies, Welcome to the World, Baby. I want to play this one. Let's play this one. This one's going to be cute, I know, because it just has a baby in the thumbnail.
Welcome, baby. We're so glad you're here. Meeting Earth. World, meet babies. Born today, like literally hours ago. And good news, kid, being a baby is pretty great. You can eat when you want, sleep when you want, and go when you want. That's where we come in. We're Huggies. Hi. And with your parents, we'll help you get the hang of things in this crazy world. Huggies, we got you, baby. Football?
No. That's cute. That was cute. Pringles 2021, flavor stacking space return? Uh-huh.
Where is everyone?
Pringles original, barbecue, pizza.
The barbecue pizza stack.
Look, we're saved. We're going home. They carry the ghost, stack them!
Endless flavors to stack. Enjoy carefully.
There's the example of attempts to be funny. That fell flat, I guess. Cheetos, It Wasn't Me. Oh no, I really wanna play that one because that one's gonna be funny. We need one more that's funny. We need a funny one to end off on. Cheetos, It Wasn't Me. Okay, depending on your mileage with Shaggy, gosh, this is arguably one of the better Super Bowl ads this year. Real life couple Mina Kunis and Ashton Kutcher feature in this one, where Kunis employs the services of Shaggy's song It Wasn't Me to deflect accusations of eating some snacks. God. Alright, here we go. Hopefully this is funny. If this is funny, we're ending. If not, we're finding one that's funny.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You're the one who granted access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sneak behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she empty that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's the first time that's ever worked. New Cheetos Crunch.
Okay, that was pretty clever. That song was a bop, though. Not gonna lie. That song is a bop. It's better than the 5 to 9 song. Oh, Cole, can we find the 9 to 5 song? Okay. Longtime listeners of this show know that I'm a fan of Dolly Parton. But unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because I don't like this. People love this ad, and I get the sentiment behind it, but apparently Squarespace managed to get Dolly Parton to re-record her classic 9 to 5 song in order to sell people on the magic of following their dreams. Tech Radar say that it's a nice ad. I get the sentiment, but yeah. We'll play this one. We'll end up just playing one. But I really want to make sure we let, because that song was a bop. This song, not my favorite.
Working 5 to 9, you've got passion and a vision, cause it's hustling time, a whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life, do something that gives it meaning, with a website that is worthy of your dreaming.
Yep, sellout moment, unfortunately, for Dolly Parton. People are saying that was a good song, no, because it just had no soul. And when you're comparing it to 9 to 5, the classic 9 to 5, I want to play 9 to 5 now. Can I find 9 to 5 very quickly and queue it up to play next? I bet I can't, but, you know, it's worth a try because this is live radio, so what are we going to do? All right, so 9 to 5, let's get it up. All right. Do, 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 do. Please hold. All right. We're going to play 9 to 5, and we're gonna push it to the break, and we're going to play 9 to 5, and you can tell me which one's better. As we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Well, a Melbourne couple do the unthinkable. Well, they do the thinkable, but they actually... Well, no, I suppose it's unthinkable. They do the unthinkable in an unthinkable location. As we continue here on the Drunk Live Radio Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. We are playing 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton right about now, he says very convincingly to everyone within the sound of his voice. All right, here we go. 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. Get ready, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Generic Live Radio Show with Dale Campbell.
It's so good to be here. We are rounding out the show. We've got a couple more things to get through. First of all, one, that's so much better than the 5 to 9 song. I can't believe people are saying that the 5 to 9 Squarespace song was better than that. You can't tell me that you didn't get up to dance to that song, but you got up to dance to 5 to 9. I'm sorry. I bopped along in my chair. Okay, thank God this is an audio only show these days. Plus also, I would have loved the visual though of me scrambling to get that song last second. We love live radio. Anyway, as we continue here, a couple have done the unthinkable. They have a Melbourne couple on a Virgin Australia flight, which is, I don't know, I'd find that funny, I guess, I don't know, on the way to Sydney, which, by the way, that is not a long flight. The flight to Melbourne to Sydney is about, want to say it's 2 hours, I think. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. It's not a long flight at all. It's not like a long haul flight. Well, at least they know where they were going for their honeymoon. Just saying. And we've got Elaine and Luke have proved not even a global pandemic can stop their true love after walking down the aisle, literally and metaphorically, at 40,000 feet during Virgin Australia's first ever mid-air wedding. They were meant to get married in Italy last year, but hopes of a European wedding were dashed by COVID-19, forcing the couple to come up with an alternative. Plan B was to elope on board a Virgin flight on Valentine's Day, of course. Was on Valentine's Day. Water Buffalo would have loved this. This is for Water Buffalo. Water Buffalo, if you're listening, this is for you. But the pandemic struck again when Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews plunged the state into a 5-day lockdown. Thankfully, they were on the plane to Sydney, so there you go. The third option was to be a winner of Virgin gave Mr. Santa the green light to marry his soulmate in front of 150 passengers on board the flight from Melbourne to Sydney on Thursday. Luke said it was a unique experience to tie the knot down the Virgin Australia's maiden groom. Quote, I've been looking forward to my wedding all my life. As much as Elaine was, it was a dream come true. It's kind of cheesy and cool at the same time. We've got audio from it. This is going to be so cute, I bet. Oh, look at her. She's so pretty. Dun, 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 dun. This is just all you can hear is just the aircon of the aircraft.
My name is Tori Goldsmith. Good morning, everybody. I'm a registered marriage celebrant, duly authorised by law to solemnise marriages according to law in Australia. And ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Luke and Elaine and Virgin Australia, I'd like to welcome you on board to share in this ceremony and bear witness to this wedding. Mm-hmm. It's indeed one of the finest experiences when a chance relationship grows into a permanent bond of love. This meeting and this growing and what brings us together today. Luke, of your own free choice, do you take Elaine to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Of your own free choice, do you take Luke to be your lawful wedded husband? Will you love and respect him, be honest with him, and stand by him through whatever may come, so you can genuinely share your life together? I do.
The visual of them passing the phone, the little phone that they do the announcements on, is, I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. So, there you go.
I've always believed my love for you wasn't anything about ticking boxes. It was just a feeling, as it's literally every love lyric from every love song ever written. But what I can say is it's the most magical thing I have ever experienced.
They've made special promises to each other. They have symbolized it by taking vows and exchanging rings. So therefore, on your behalf, and on behalf of the community, I now declare you to be husband and wife. You can attempt to kiss the bride.
Aw, that was sweet. That was very sweet. That's goals right there. Right there. But you know, do what you do. But that's really cool that they got to do that. You know, they made a bad situation even better, and they were wearing masks the whole time, and the celebrant was getting so excited that her mask started to fall off, which as you would. So there you go. Well, that's gonna do it for the show today. We're gonna end out a little bit early. You know, we've done a little treat for all of you, and we're gonna get on out of here because that's all we have for today. We ran pretty much on time today, which is very rare for this show, I will say. We did unfortunately cut review of a review, but you did get a whole episode of it last week, so there you go. That's where this extra time has been. Thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure as always. You can support this and everything that I do over on my Patreon at patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's patreon.com/DaleCampbell. That's DaleCampbell. If you don't already, please do go check out my YouTube channel. I make YouTube videos as well. YouTube.com/C/DaleCampbell, capital D, capital C. Little D for Dale, capital C for Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. You can follow my many Instagram adventures as well over on my Instagram at TheDaleCampbell. That's T-H-E-D-A-L-E-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. You can join our Discord once we go offline as well. You can get updates on new episodes coming out and get a chance to chat with me as well. You can go to bit.ly/DaleDiscord. That's D-A-L-E-D-I-S-C-O-R-D. And we have the Generic Live Show merch store up and running for you as well. Proudly powered by Bonfire. You can go to bit.ly/GLSmerch. I made a joke about it earlier, but in all seriousness, please do email the show with anything at all. You can go to Generic Live Show. You can go to that. And it'll magically come to me. You can send me a telegram at... Just kidding. You can go to your web email client of choice. Weird that they're called email clients. You can go compose and you can hit genericliveshow@gmail.com. I'm getting waved on.
Can we send you a mail by pigeon?
Yes, you can send me mail by pigeon. And everyone, head in there. Mail by pigeon. It's a new solo. You can send me a WhatsApp telegram because apparently we can't share news on Facebook anymore. So there you go. It's too soon to be making jokes. Thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure as always. And we'll see you all next week. Bye, everyone.